Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Harold Stewart, Knoxville City Manager, and talking about the City Council meeting that was held last week. First one of the new year, wasn't it?
It was. Yep. It was an oddly scheduled one because we held it on a Thursday as opposed to a Monday night. And that's because state law requires that the first business day of the year, the council needs to meet and take care of some city business that state law requires to be done. Here on out, it'll be on the usual first and third Mondays at 6:15 here at City Hall. In fact, one of the items on the agenda that state requires us to take care of that first council meeting of the year is actually setting the dates and times for all the regularly scheduled council meetings throughout the year. And so all the rest of the council meetings will happen on the first and third Mondays of the month, with the exception of the first Monday in September, which is a holiday, and so that one got moved until September 2nd.
And we will, of course, cover those and air those as per usual.
Yes.
Well, we had the oath of office for City Clerk and Deputy City Clerk, Heather Ussery and Jody Bassett.
Yep, so those are both positions approved and appointed by the council. And so state law does require that every 2 years when a new council takes office after election that they have to reappoint the city clerk, deputy clerk, as well as the city attorney. The city attorney does not take an oath of office, but clerks are required that once they're reappointed that they have to renew that oath of office every 2 years. So council and mayor took care of that on that meeting.
New mayor Brian Hatch performed the duties, didn't he, that night?
Yeah. He was into the thick of things here very quickly
right on
his first meeting.
Yeah.
And then we also did some board appointments with the participated in the Central Iowa Regional Transportation Planning Alliance. It's basically a transportation funding mechanism in the Des Moines region. And a lot of our federal transportation funding is funneled through that group and organization. And so we have a representation on the policy committee as well as the technical advisory committee for that. And every year we're required to appoint the city's designees to those. And so council took care of that as well, with myself sitting as the primary representative and the assistant city manager serving as the alternative. Those are kind of the main things that we took care of besides also, you know, the usual of. Other than that, we had a few items of business, the main one being selling some city property. We sold the last piece of the city's property on Pleasant Street that we purchased a couple of years ago. There used to be an old bar and some cabins back there, and we purchased that property, demolished all that. We sold a piece of that property, and that now has a business on it. It's got the crematorium on it.
Oh, okay.
This last meeting actually sold the second piece of that property, and we have a business that's looking at going in there, and we're looking forward to do some slight site plan reviews and approvals on that here soon, and hopefully this spring we'll have a new business out there on that property as well. So that property got sold, and we were able to recoup pretty much all the money that we had invested in it in property acquisition and demolition and everything else. So it was a fair offer. Council approved that. And then we bought a small piece of equipment that we need for, as a spreader when we're taking care of salting the streets and sidewalks and stuff. Council did have some discussion regarding the budget process that we're getting ready to get into here very quickly and set some meetings regarding some department tours. And we like to take them around the departments and show them how the money they've allocated to the different departments has been used and been effective. And also to show them firsthand some of the needs that we see arising that we're going to be asking for some funding for here in the upcoming budget discussions as well, so they can see that firsthand and have an understanding and ask any questions they need so they can make some informed decisions.
Sure.
And then we'll also have a prioritization meeting for them here towards the end of the month where they can talk about council goals and priorities and give staff some direction for their priorities for the budget session, so that as we're talking about budget and bringing a recommendation forward to the council, that we've already begun to take those into account.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, obviously scheduling some time for the council, that once staff makes a recommended budget presentation, that they have some time to discuss and tweak and change, so that way at the end of the day that the budget represents what they would like it to and what the community has elected them to put into place.
Sure. So. Okay. All right.
And a happy new year to everybody.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A pretty exciting year.
It is, and it's going to be, I think.
I think so.
Very good. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guest, Harold Stewart, Knoxville City Manager, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.